In early 2020, wheat flour sales were continuing a long-term slump. Then COVID-19 hit. Suddenly, stay-at-home orders began to be issued across the nation. People started hoarding toilet paper, and there was a run on flour in the stores. How did the industry respond? One Kansas flour miller adjusted rapidly, doubling its flour production capacity. The achievement was so remarkable that this company was recognized as an ag hero by the Kansas Department of Agriculture during the 2020 Ag Growth Summit. Bob Mirando is the CEO of the company known as Farmer Direct Foods. He grew up in Abilene and studied milling science at K-State. His career took him all over the country, working for businesses such as General Mills, Kraft, and ConAgra. Farmer Direct Foods had begun back in 1988 as a cooperative of white wheat growers, organized to help producers earn a premium for better quality wheat. In 2003, they built a flour mill in New Cambria, near Salina. Identity assurance is a key concept at Farmer Direct Foods. He said, "We work with some 50 growers across the state. Some are fourth or fifth generation farmers. We work with them so that we can know what farm the wheat came off of. People want to know where their food comes from." Farmer Direct Foods sells to large bakers such as King Arthur Company, as well as Tortilla King in Mound Ridge, home bakers, local bake shops like Radina's Coffee House in Manhattan and the Friendship House in Wamego, and even pizzerias in Chicago. However, flour sales nationally were at a five-year slump as of early 2020. Then everything changed. As the pandemic spread and stay-at-home orders were issued, Bob suddenly started getting calls. He said, "We were running out of flour. The supply chain got a jolt from the sudden surge in home baking. It felt like things changed overnight." Farmer Direct Foods moved quickly to respond to the market. He said, "Fortunately, we had just placed a big order for flour bags, so we had supplies to meet demand." K-State canceled in-person classes due to the pandemic, so Bob called his old friends in the milling science department. He asked, "If all the kids are freed up, could a couple of them come work for me?" He also located a couple of recently retired flour millers who were willing to come back onto payroll. He said, 5 days later, we had doubled our production capacity. The mill was now running 2 shifts, 6 days a week. Since then, the company has been going full speed to respond to the demand. He said, "We have not let off the gas pedal since March. We went from 18 trucks a month to 45 trucks a month. Normally, we make 12 million pounds of flour a year. This year, we're on pace to make 20 million. The working relationship with K-State Milling Science students went so well that Bob has decided to make the internships with the department an ongoing program. For Kansas Wheat, I'm Marcia Boswell.